This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Ministry of Transmigration has set the target of distributing 13,000 land ownership certificates to transmigrants this year, starting from July. The minister informed that the distribution program will focus on several provinces, including East Nusa Tenggara, West Kalimantan, South Sulawesi, West Sulawesi, and Central Sulawesi, regions with a significant backlog in certificate issuance. Chairperson of the Interparliamentary Cooperation Agency, Mardani Ali Sera, said that Canada's invitation to President Prabowo Subianto to attend the G7 summit reflects Indonesia's strong standing in the eyes of the economic bloc. He welcomed the invitation for President Prabowo to attend the prestigious economic forum as an honored guest. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ku terima suratmu, aku baca, dan aku mengerti. Betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Kau tanyakan padaku kapan aku akan kembali lagi. Katamu kata kuasa melalui
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Semalam aku bermimpi bertemu dengan dirinya, ingin rasaku mengulang hangatnya cinta tadi malam.
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Oh begini kah rasanya, tak boleh lagi jatuh.
Tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Jujur saja aku tak pernah rela melepas cinta.
Diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahu tak dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tepat. Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan. Diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never had? Could it be love? Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama.
Love by Raisa. Yes, it could be love or it could be anything. It could be passion, it could be encouragement, anything. It could feel like love, but also I want to talk about it's not only love for your significant other, but of course nowadays you also have all type of love, including all type including love for your religion and also your God that you pray to. And just like that, I want to talk about the Hajj. The Transportation Ministry and the Taif International Airport Authority of Mecca, Saudi Arabia, discussed the possibility of using the international airport for Indonesian Hajj and Umrah pilgrims, according to a ministry statement issued on Monday. Technically, he said that this airport can be used for Indonesian Hajj and Umrah pilgrims. He said during a meeting between members of Amirul Hajj Indonesia 2025 and the Taif International Airport Authority in Mecca on Sunday. Through the meeting, the Indonesian government hoped to improve the flow of pilgrim arrivals and provide an alternative, more efficient route to Mecca. And not only that, he also reported that this year's Hajj season marks the first time the Taif Airport has been used by special Hajj pilgrims from Indonesia. A total of 44 special Indonesian Hajj pilgrims landed at the airport on May 28, 2025. Earlier, Minister of Immigration and Corrections Agus Andrianto also outlined the Mekah route as a reciprocal program to optimize services for Hajj pilgrims. This is a very good news for you guys, Voice of Indonesia listeners that are currently maybe you guys already went to this Hajj season, you went in this Hajj season, or maybe you're planning to go to Mecca, or maybe you're still wishing and praying to go to Mecca. Wishing you guys all the best, and if you guys want more updates on this, please make sure to stay tuned on our RRI Digital, it's our mobile app, and of course our online news portal, rri.co.id.
Hello, listener. Today's Music Corner presents a song by Audela. Alda Wiyakadela Arif Suyoso, better known as Audela, is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far, she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single entitled Tertawan Hati, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Audela continues to be productive, and recently she released a new song entitled Setengah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martinus Layardo and Clara Riva. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, listener, here is the song by Audela called Setengah Mati. Enjoy!
Food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. is the name of this food? Kalak!
Terbayang akan jadi seperti ini pada akhirnya. Semua waktu yang pernah kita lewati bersamanya tak hilang dan sirna. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. 1001 cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Tak bisa ku teruskan, dunia kita berbeda. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada dalam jiwa. Memang tak mudah, tapi ku tegar menjalani kosongnya hati. Buanglah mimpi kita yang pernah terjadi dan simpan untuk jadi histori. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. 1001 cara kita lewat itu dapat semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Tak bisa
is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment in Asia, still have a 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another things that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
You can listen to the whole conversation about the electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku saat ku mulai mencari cinta. Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku, ku harap dia rasakan yang sama. Getaran membuatku rindu, senang hatiku saat ku dengar suaranya, ingin selalu
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan man. Memang benar niman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian.
Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku.
Anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, gadaku berdentang. Dididididom, dididom, degedegan daga digiduk, digidom.
Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua.
saling berpandang, berpegangan tangan erat, dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan tebarkan senyuman.
Semua beban di hatiku, melayang dan melayang, melayang dan melayang. Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku, melayang dan melayang, melayang dan melayang. Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku.
Dan anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiranmu. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Dididididom, dididom, degedegan daga digiduk, digidom.
Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hati.
Saling berpandang, berpegangan tangan erat, dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan tebarkan senyuman.
Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hati.
Bebas by Iwaka. And after this, I'm going to play you a feature entitled Likupang. What is Likupang?
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona. Terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerize. Yes. Anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side,
we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Bulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu kita juga di sini
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Karena di sini juga selain kita punya pantai.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kamu, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan tourist beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes. So in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan tourist village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan tourist village Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture.
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Ku pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu. Apakah ini jadi, oh oh oh. Tak kenapa jika kau ingin pergi, tinggalkan aku, oh oh no. Tak kenapa jika
terjadi, aku kan berkata.
saja. Oh, bila kan baik bagimu, kelak kan baik bagiku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.